Riders on public transit can look very lonely these days, with so few of them on bus or train, although in places like New York City, bus ridership is recovering. What to do about getting transit through the current COVID pandemic was the topic for last night's meeting of Citizens for Regional Transit, featuring Nick Cifuentes, executive director of the Tri-State Transportation Campaign downstate. That group's primary focus is the financially devastated network of bus and rail services around New York City. Cifuentes says Washington has to come through or some systems won't make it, seeking $32 billion.
To get them through 2021, given the dramatic shortfalls in ridership. We think this is incredibly important that Congress and the White House need to act immediately to ensure that transit can continue to operate safely and at good levels of service to make sure that the people who must be on transit, those essential workers, are able to socially distance and the transit can bounce back in a post-COVID environment.
Metro Bus and Metro Rail here have been hit hard, even with furloughing some routes and services to cut costs. NFTA Public Transit Director Thomas George says bus ridership is back to about 50% of what it was last year. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.